Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Travis Turner Show. We thank you so much for being with us here at 1340 WNBS, our show streaming live, 1340WNBS.com. And we're on the Time Warner Cable high-speed hotline to welcome in one of the outstanding basketball players, one of the outstanding people in Western Kentucky, Murray High senior forward Matty Waldrop, our guest, and many things to talk to Matty about today. Of course, we're going to open up in just a little bit and talk about the fabulous career that she has had as a Murray High Lady Tiger. So much individual brilliance that's been a part of such great team success. It has truly been the golden era, the greatest in Murray High basketball history, I think, and eager to see what she'll help write in the final chapter of her career. As we mentioned earlier, that final season will be abbreviated in all likelihood just a little bit by a knee injury that she suffered this summer, and she'll soon be undergoing surgery to get that repaired, and then she'll begin the rehab process to get herself ready to play again. And she's been through that before, and we'll kind of talk about that and just dealing with all of this. And I think probably she'll tell us that, you know, the physical part of it is what it is. It is certainly tough to go through and get back physically, but the mental things that you deal with, of course, very emotional, the injury itself, and then going through the rehab, and then getting your confidence back on the floor. And so that's a very interesting part of her process that she'll have to go through. And we'll also talk about where she is in her college decision. Many folks, many programs wanting her great talent and great character to come be a part of their college basketball program. And so we'll see where she's at in that process. Again, maybe a reveal this morning, but you guys got to stick around and listen and find out and see what Matty has to share with us. And, you know, just want to say, you know, coming in, having a familiarity with her family over the years, when I was a kid, I can remind Mark that he is he's older than me, and I can't find a lot of folks older than me, but I grew up watching Mark as a player in high school, and I grew up with Maddie's Aunt Julie. We went through school just a year apart, and of course always knew her grandparents, Pete and Joy, and knew how much they love basketball, and obviously have been such big Racer fans over the years. So she came into a basketball family, and she's been at this game a long time now. And as we welcome her in, Matty, thanks for being with us again. Love having you with us here on the show. But talking about your family and their love of basketball, I don't know if I've ever asked you this particular question before, but when did you get started, and how old were you when you knew that you loved basketball?
I would probably say when I was around 4 or 5 years old, the Guffey twins, Coach Amber Guffey that coaches us now, and her sister played at Murray State, and Pete asked them if they'd come over and give me lessons in his backyard, and we did red light, yellow light, green light drills on dribbling, and that's when I really started to love the game. And of course, right as I came into this world, there was an OVC tournament about to happen, so my family took me to that, and so I've always been around basketball.
You know, I had never heard the story of the connection of you and Coach Guffey going back that far. It has to be an incredibly special thing for you now that she has become a part of this staff and was a part of the sensational year you ladies had last year.
Oh, it was crazy when she walked into the office and Coach said she might be helping us, and I was like, no way. I used to have her in the backyard when I was like 3 feet tall.
And we know now that she got this marvelous career started back teaching you. No wonder at 6'2" you handle the basketball.
Yes.
So well. You had such a great instructor long ago. You and your head coach obviously have been connected for a very long time. One of my favorite photos I've seen, Amy McDowell posted in several different places throughout the years, but there's a picture of you and Sarah in camp with Coach Turner years ago. Could you have ever imagined as a kid in elementary school that you guys would go on this kind of amazing journey together?
No, it's absolutely crazy that it's come so far. I started out in Little Tiger Camp, and I didn't even have basketball clothes for it. I was a little girly girl, and it's come a long way since then.
You know, you are a very humble person, and I don't think you're someone that would ever come off as arrogant or overconfident. But let's be honest, you are a very good player, and we have known your potential was great for a very long time. Do you remember at any particular age going, you know what, not only do I love this game, but I think I might be pretty good at it?
I'd say seventh grade was when I started getting confident in my game, when coach pulled me up and I got to play some varsity, and then I obviously suffered an ACL tear then, but I came back in my eighth grade year, I did pretty good. So I'd say seventh grade was the start of my outbreak.
In terms of the work ethic that has fueled you and helped you become such a special player, who in your life has inspired you or motivated you to be such a hard worker?
Well, Coach and Monica and Jay have a huge part with it, but my family also. They always want the best for me, and they travel all over the world trying to make sure that I'm on the best program I can be on and playing against the best competition. So I owe it to everyone to put in the extra hours when no one's watching, or stay after practice or come early. And so basically just everyone that's tried to help me, they fuel my hard work because I want to give it back to them.
You know, you have invested fully in this game. And, of course, that's something that because of my connection to you and your program, I've gotten to see firsthand. But you mentioned the AAU. You've played for great programs, and you have played all over, not just the state of Kentucky, but the Southeast as well. Obviously, you guys as Lady Tigers have done so much work to get where you are. Is that something that young players have to understand, that if you want to be the best, there's going to take a tremendous commitment to your craft?
Absolutely. When you're at a younger age, if you're bigger than people, you have an advantage. But as you start to get older and start playing AAU, there's a whole other world of competition, and it's crazy. And your first time out against them, it's like you haven't even played basketball before. So you got to get back in the gym and work your hardest so you can go up against them the next time you face them. And that's a big transition I've been trying to make, is turning my game up a notch.
We're going to talk about turning it up a notch here in just a minute, but I'm going to ask you kind of it may sound like a strange question in terms of how do you answer this, but I think it's very important that there be an answer to this, or at least that this is true for you and for anybody else who commits and invests the way that you have. You know, as I get older, and you know, I watch my 11-year-old and his relationship with sports and what he's trying to figure out in terms of how to be his best. But I think as we ask you guys to commit and to play and compete with great conviction, we want it to be a serious thing. We want it to be something that you're really focused on. But at the same time, none of this matters if it's not making your life better and if you're not having fun, if you're not enjoying what you're doing. If I ask you what it is about basketball that makes you happy, what is it about the game that you love and enjoy most?
I just love being able to play with all my best friends. I love moments where Brittany comes down the floor and I'll get her an open three, and just seeing her face light up. Or I love when Alexis takes it to the basket and it's an and one or something, and she just explodes with excitement. Those are the moments that I love, just getting to see my best friends succeed and being able to do it with them.
Well, you have had a chance to see your best friends be excited and succeed an awful lot during your career. And, you know, we look at what you ladies have done together. It's just amazing. I mean, it really is. And I think, you know, we've reached a point with you all where you're so good and you're so accomplished that it's easy, frankly, to take for granted what you've done, you know, because this is what you should do. I mean, you guys are maxing out, you're reaching your potential, but you've done things that teams at your school have never done. You're doing things that teams in Western Kentucky have rarely done. I mean, it just is an amazing thing. And when you think about how you ladies have done this, obviously you're very talented, but what has been the greatest strength of this team as a unit together, in your opinion?
I think definitely the chemistry of our team, because you can have all the talent in the world, but if they don't get along and understand that everyone has an important role, then it's just five people on a court, and it's going to be hard to get stuff done. And that's what's so great about our team is all of us, we don't care who scores the points, who gets the most rebounds, or who gets the accolades. We all are in it for one thing, and that's to win the state championship. And I think that's why we've been successful lately, because we're all going for the same goal, and we're not worried about anyone else's opinion. As long as everyone on our team's happy, that's what matters to us.
Very well said. You ladies are just a great group of people. You know, I was sharing with my audience earlier, you know, you have this great basketball talent, and I admire that very much, and certainly have such great respect for your hard work. But I think the most impressive thing about you is the kind of person you are, the way that you treat people. I asked you earlier about those who have inspired and motivated you in terms of your work ethic, and in terms of the way that you treat people. Who set the foundation for you in terms of being kind and compassionate and considerate of other folks?
Oh, I'd say definitely my parents. They're always making sure that I'm behaving the right way, or I'm communicating with adults kindly and speaking and being humble, and that's who I give all the credit to. They're awesome, and they're the reason for the way I act.
Plus, you've got that great sage life coach Pete Waldrop in your corner.
Oh my, yeah. He gets some credit for some stuff too.
Not everybody can offer what Pete brings to the table. He gives you a little extra, doesn't he?
The famous Hubba Hubba or Detroit saying, that's definitely from Pete.
Got a little extra coaching in your corner when you got Pete going over there. But I know this has been so great for you guys as a family to be able to share in all of this, and they were there with you every step of the way last year in that amazing season. When you reflect back, Maddie, when you think back, looking back to the All-A championship run, the Sweet 16 run to the semifinals, what are some of your favorite memories from last season?
Well, All-A, getting to just run and jump on everyone after the buzzer went off, that was so awesome. And later getting to see all the pictures of all of us excited, that was really cool. But I think it was so special getting to go to Northern. That was probably my favorite part, even though we lost before we wanted to. The Manuel comeback was one of the games I'll never forget. Just the energy and the nerves and us playing through it, and it was just incredible.
Being a top five team in the state of Kentucky, being a state champion, and getting to the point where you ladies expect to be among the state's best, what does that feel like? What's that been like for all of you?
Of course, it's pressure getting into the season, but we never really look at our ranking or anything. We just stay in the moment and work every day. Coach says we're going to practice harder than any other team in the state. So we battle and practice, and that's, I think, how we got so high up, because we don't worry about, oh, well, this poll has us third this week, or, you know, we just look at the small things and then let it lead us to the big things.
You do expect to win, though, don't you?
Yes, we do, especially after last year, only two losses.
Yeah,
that's going to be hard to beat, but that's what we expect.
It's one thing about this group, never cocky, but always confident and always willing to do what it is to whatever it takes to win a basketball game. We mentioned earlier that you and your head coach have been connected and together now for a long time. Your relationship with Rochelle Turner, how would you describe it?
One that no one can even come near. She's always been there for me, and she always makes sure that we're all happy, or that if I need the gym, she'll come in no matter when it is. And unlock it and just work with me. And also off the court, she's like one of my best friends, her and Monica. It's great that we have coaches that can get on to us and get after us during the game, but then outside the court lines, they're like your mom almost.
When the knee injury happened this summer, of course, for all of us who care about you and enjoy watching you play, it's very difficult for us. But I have no real idea of what it is like for you. And you've been there before. You've had injuries that were moderate in nature. You've had the previous ACL tear. Going through that recently, Maddie, in terms of the initial feeling of the injury, then the unknown until you go through your testing, and then finally finding out that, yes, in fact, you have an ACL tear. What has that been like for you?
It's been pretty emotional, but as soon as it happened, I mean, the pain is just one like no other. So everyone was optimistic, but I knew in the back of my mind that that was probably what happened. And so I didn't go through a ton of grieving. I just accepted it, and we met with Lance, our trainer, and he said, all right, it stinks, but no pouting. We're going to move on, and I need you to make a list of goals for this season, and we're going to get you back. And so we're already got the schedule ready and rehab and what I'm going to be doing by a certain number of months. So he's been incredible in this process of just getting me right back on track.
He is fantastic at what he does. Good to have him in your corner. And, Maddie, while we would rather you not have any experience with it at all, does it help you that you've been through this before?
Yes. It stings tearing it twice, but there's good and bads to it. I know how tough it's going to be, but I kind of already know what to expect and how difficult the next day right after surgery going to therapy and then bending my knee immediately. But I guess that is one positive, is I know what I'm about to go through. So hopefully I'll do even better than my last one.
Well, I think one of the special attributes you have is despite still, I know you've worked hard on your body, but you're still at 6'2". You're a fairly slender player. And we talked about what a good person you are. But anybody that's played against you knows that that you're pretty tough. I got to think that toughness is going to help a lot. And we know how motivated that you are. And, you know, I wanted to shift. You talked about, you know, turning your game up earlier. One of the things that I hated most for you having to go through this right now is I was so impressed with the way you were playing this summer. Obviously, folks that are familiar with your game know that you have a tremendous level of all-court skill for a player your size, but I thought you were moving better than ever. You were great on the glass. You were shooting the three-point shot with confidence, and, you know, you've worked so hard to become a great passer out of the double and triple teams. I thought you looked outstanding. For you, what did you feel like were the most improved parts of your game as you went to work this summer?
I think rebounding was really big. At Louisville's camp, coach told me one game I had 12 or 15 rebounds, and last season I only averaged like 6 rebounds, so I was pretty proud that that aspect of my game has stepped up. But I'm being able to take it off the dribble more, and I'm not scared to shoot farther out because I know inside I'm not going to be the strongest one, so take it out where maybe I'm quicker than them. So I've been working on that. And of course, ball handling, that's something I work on all the time, and I hope it gets better. But free throws, we're struggling right now, but I'll become a really good free throw shooter after all this time off.
Well, you know, that's one thing. I mean, I love your optimism and the positive stance. This will provide you other opportunities. Some things you can't do, but other things you can continue to work on. And you've always won that free throw battle over time. You've always made sure that when it mattered, you were able to knock those down at a high rate. We know you'll do that again. Before we talk about the recruiting process and this college decision, I want to peel it back to the team one more time. You will be a little bit delayed getting into the season in terms of game action, but we're very confident that you'll be back at full strength. In terms of being able to defend that All-A state title, in terms of trying to take those next steps and compete for a state championship, will it be the expectation for these ladies that, yeah, we can do that?
Oh, absolutely. And my goal is to make it back, of course, before All-A. But if something happens and I'm not, I know everyone will step up. Macy, she's not one to yell at anyone or tell people what to do, but she'll pull them through. And I know Lex will knock down some big shots. They'll do just fine without me. And I know they're capable of handling it. And so I'm interested to see everyone step up while I'm gone. And I think it'll be good for the team to play with a man down and see how they do.
Yeah, and that helped build strength in the club last year as you dealt with the early season ankle injury. But I'll be hoping that Maddie Waldrop is at the state capitol in uniform and helping these ladies win a state championship. Such a great part of the journey last year. Now, as we get down to the close of our visit today, you and I were talking off air about this recruiting process. And, of course, it's a wonderful blessing. It is a wonderful blessing when you have a goal, as you have had, to be a college basketball player. You certainly want people to want your talents to come and express an interest and an appreciation in you. But it's not always an easy process. I talked to our audience as we began to intro your visit that as good a person as you are in a situation like this, you have to tell some folks no, and that's not an easy thing to do. But, Maddie, if you could, just share a little bit about what the process has been like for you.
Well, it all started in September 1st when coaches were allowed to start calling, and of course we were all excited for that day, and I got lots of phone calls that day, and I got to a point where that night I was like, okay, I'm turning off my phone, no one else is calling, and so that continued on, and some schools faded away, but I began to get a lot of pressure, like, we want you to come, we want you to come, we only have this many spots, you have to come, and got to the point where I just had to say, right when season was about to start, I'm focusing on my Lady Tigers, they're what matters right now. We can still be in communication, but that's my focus, so if you don't like it, I'm sorry, I guess I'm not meant for your program, but then it all picked back up again this spring, and it's been crazy, and even though I enjoyed it, it's very, very, very stressful on me, and I hate disappointing anyone, so telling people no is really hard on me, but after it's done, you feel a lot better.
Well, and Maddie, you know, one of the things, and I think, you know, whether folks have gone through what you have or not, I think all of us as older people can relate to where you are, because this is such a huge decision. You know, I think when people think about college athletics, the college education obviously comes into play, and it is so very important that you're able to be able to be productive with the opportunity at a scholarship that provides for that education. It matters so much, but yet, as I've tried to express to people over the years, when I was in an instructional business with college-bound players, the window to play this sport is very small, and you only have this one opportunity, and that fit needs to be good. The player and the program and the coach and all of these opportunities need to come together. And I know you've understood fully how important this decision was, and just the gravity of it makes it kind of difficult, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I thought that it would be easy and everyone would be nice, but unfortunately for some schools, it's a business, and you got to learn to sometimes stand your ground. And I thought I would make my decision at the end of March after basketball season, and then I made a new travel team, and I thought, well, let's see what July does for me. And so I played with them in the spring and played with Murray High in June, and then I had the unfortunate accident, so we were faced with a pretty quick decision that we had to make, because in July, they'll be watching everyone else. So my family sat down and we talked about it and finally made my decision.
Well, Ms. Waldrop, since we have revealed that you have made a decision, would you be willing to share with our listeners where you'll be playing your college basketball?
I will be going to UT Martin to play for Coach Kevin McMillan.
Well, congratulations. We are very proud of you. We're very proud for you. And I know it is wonderful to know where you'll be and to have great confidence in that that selection. And I know this has been something, this has been a connection that has been building for quite some time. Tell us some of the reasons why you made the decision that UT Martin would be your basketball home.
I've grown up. We always go to their camps for basketball, and I always see Coach Kevin there, and he's always been so kind to me and loyal, and showed at an early age he was interested. I don't remember when he was going to offer me, but Coach was like, don't do it yet. Don't put the pressure on it.
I think maybe when you were a freshman.
Yeah. Whenever he thinks someone else is going to offer, he was going to do it first. So I'd always remember that. And he was a huge, huge part of why I committed there, because I have so much respect for him and I trust him. And he actually reminds me a lot of Coach Turner, just their coaching styles and their care for their players. So that was a big factor. And I loved that it was only 50 minutes from home. So I could come back and see my girls play when they're in season, and they can come watch me, and I can come see my brother's games or might see my family. So that was one of the important things to me, because I didn't want to be far from home.
Well, I tell you what, we will absolutely, those of us that love Maddie Waldrop, will be coming to watch you as you continue your career as a collegian. And, you know, I just, the thing that strikes me, and of course, folks that are familiar with women's basketball knows that Coach McMillan and Martin have had a great program, tremendous success in the OVC and beyond in the last several years. But what you said about the fact that you have a sense of how much he cares about his players, I would want to tell everybody, and I know you would echo this thought. I mean, that means almost more than anything, to know that you're going to be playing for people who care about you, not just as a player, but as a person as well.
Oh, absolutely. And lately I've been just seeing everyone's true sides, and he's always been the same person no matter what's going on. And he came to our house, I think, like September 9th, I think was the first day college could do home visits, and he said, he didn't want to jinx anything, but if you're ever hurt your senior year, the offer still stands. We're not backing out just because of an injury. And we sat down with him the other day, and he said, well, I told you I wouldn't back out, and I'm still here, and that meant a lot.
Yeah, how about that? Well, and Maddie, I know you're a person of great faith, and not everybody may share our belief in things, but, you know, I see the way that things have unfolded for you this summer. And, you know, this may be one of those things, as I see it, maybe just meant to be.
Oh, I think so, too. I've been praying for God to make this decision easier on me. And although I didn't like that I tore my ACL, it did finally help me realize, well, I know where I want to go. I need to go ahead and tell him and tell everyone else. And so even though it was good and bad about my knee, I'm happy I finally was able to commit there.
Well, I know Coach McMillan and the Tennessee Martin women's basketball family, they are thrilled to have you, and we know they get a great player and an even greater person. So again, very proud for you, very excited for you and your family. And it is an opportunity well-deserved and certainly well-earned. And it's just been such a great pleasure to watch you grow up and become a special young woman and player. And the best thing is we're going to get to watch that for another season. So we'll be praying for that full return in terms of your health, and that you'll get to come back and help lead these Lady Tigers to great glory once again. But Maddie, congratulations on it all. Thanks for being such a special part of our family and of the Lady Tiger family. This school and community, pretty blessed to have the Waldrops here. And it's just been awesome to see. And we'll be watching with great interest to see what the rest of your career holds. But thanks so much for being with us this morning, sharing your big news with us. And we just wish you and the family the best of luck going forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.